Welyn Wine Society, yes. Well, it started in 1968, just literally coming up to its 48-year anniversary. Mm. A proposal was put to the ICI Recreation Club that there should be a wine section. And on the 31st of January 1968, they were given the go-ahead. On the 21st of February, there was a committee meeting. I don't know how a committee was convened, but obviously there were enough people interested. Mm-hmm. And on the 29th of February, it was started. So literally this weekend will be its 48-year anniversary. And Mr. Cliff Armand was the first chairman. And the inaugural meeting, not a wine tasting, there were 48 people turned up. Wow. And two of those people are still members. Brian Clark, who unearthed all this information, and Andy Pajakowski. Mm. Brian worked in technical service and development, and I actually worked for him as a humble typist. And Andy, I think, was in research. He's a scientist.
Oh, brilliant.
But they're still members and attend regularly. The first tasting, and it was a very obscure company that came out, they're obviously not in existence anymore, was of Beaujolais and Burgundy. And the people that came bought 12 bottles of each. 80 people attended. And it was free entry.
Gosh.
The various wines were priced at 14 shillings, 15 and 6, 19 and 6, and there was a Volnay at 27 and 6.
And this was for a bottle?
Yes. And apparently one of our... I think it was our treasurer said that he could have been Brian himself, Brian Clark, said he'd priced it out now and today that would be £2,000. Anyway, within a month, I think news of the first tasting had got around and they had 141 members. And the annual membership was 10 shillings.
Ooh.
Right, so yes. We now pay £7 annually. Yes, they met on the ICI site.
Yeah.
In what was called the Blue Room, which was part of the director's building. Very smart and very pleasant. When ICI started to sort of shut down, we met in the Recreation Club, which is called the Shire Club now.
Right.
One of our members' wives used to provide the most wonderful homemade bread, nibbles, and little bits of cheese, yes. just nibbly food. She did it for years and years and years. She gave up about 4 or 5 years ago.
Visited
they did them. Do. When they were ICI, they did have visits to France. Not since I've belonged, I don't think. Or I should say we've belonged. We didn't join until about the 70s. And the speaker tells us about the grape, the vineyard, the terroir, you know, anything about the wine, and then we taste it. We don't have glassfuls, I hasten to add, in this day and age. You know, a taste. We were called the ICI Wine Society very proudly, but when ICI left Welyn, the committee decided that we ought to rename the society, so it was put to the vote that we would be Welyn Wine Society. Mm. The vote was carried fairly unanimously. There were a few voices against. I personally thought it was sad to lose the ICI touch. But I think part of the thinking was that we now have a lot of members who were nothing to do with ICI. There's a little hardcore of us, but I don't know whether, yes, it's probably the majority who aren't who weren't connected to the great company, as we called it.